UN Special Envoy Ibrahim Gambari is en route to New York to brief Secretary General Ban Ki-moon at the end of his four-day mission to Myanmar, former Burma. Before leaving, Gambari met separately with 74-year-old junta chief Than Shwe and detained opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi. But despite the envoy's presence, foreign diplomats on the ground say that the military's bloody crackdown on protesters in Yangon has shown no sign of slowing. Arrests continued throughout the night with army raids on monasteries and homes in the former capital and in nearby Mandalay. Observers on the ground say that up to 1,000 people have disappeared, hundreds of them Buddhist monks, feared deported to labour camps in the remote northern regions of the country. Earlier I spoke with Bishop John Arnold of Westminster in the United Kingdom, who has launched a prayer campaign urging Christians not to abandon the people of Burma.
When I was in Burma in February, I have to say that one of the most striking things was the serenity of the monks, and that a regime should turn on peaceful protests so brutally, is a step beyond which I believe the free world can tolerate. I can't believe that we can turn a blind eye when pacifist monks simply say that their voice has got to be heard in the injustice that's going on in Burma. It can't go silent again, surely. And I do believe that the monks have been heroic and so dignified in their protests. We can't lose sight of what they've done.
Indeed, one of the key issues here is social justice. Is there a fear in London that international politics will stand in the way of social justice being carried out for the victims of this repression?
Well, politics is a very complex business, isn't it? And really, here we've got a people struggling for basic rights. They live in the richest country in Southeast Asia, and they're living in abject poverty because the generals hold all the power and all the wealth. And unfortunately, the generals have some powerful friends in China and India, and it's where the power lies that we've got to be so insistent that those who have the power recognize the needs of the people who, after all, are within their care. You know, they politically can change things so easily for the better in Burma, and we've got to make sure that these protests ring out loud and clear.